King Street Elementary was 2 to 3 full stories, and it had like 11 steps to walk up on.
How do you remember 11 steps? How do you remember that?
Because each step I took, I was scared. And they had a big playground, and you had to stay outside a certain time. My old school, you could go into your classroom, and your teacher was there, and you knew everyone. But going to this white school, you had to wait for the bell to ring. And then you had to climb these 11 high steps. And you had these gigantic double doors. When I got to those doors, I was afraid. I was scared, because I didn't know what was on the other side of that door. And you had very little black people, but you had a lot of white kids that was there. And it was their school. They felt that we didn't belong there.
So you had liked school a lot, and then suddenly school changed.
My world changed. I didn't make friends after that. I felt that if you make friends, they're going to go away. Or someone's going to take them away. Or someone's going to send you somewhere else. So I didn't make friends. I stayed alone. I isolated myself. My mother said, I built a cocoon, she used to tell me. And I would crawl in it, and I stayed there. You know, it was just those first 2 years, going on 3 years. But I didn't tell anyone.
What didn't you tell anyone?
I didn't tell my mother how they would call me out of my names and spit on me. Because I knew she worried when we was gone. And she exhaled when we came home.
She was relieved.
Yes. And to tell her, I know she would cry. So I didn't tell her.
Did you have other secrets as you went through school?
Oh, yes. I didn't learn how to read. My reading stopped up in second grade.
And when you got married, did you keep your secret about your reading?
I kept my secret for 47 years.
You know, I believe it was last year that you were considered the North Carolina Literacy Student of the Year, right?
Yes, it was. You know, when I first walked through those doors, I didn't know that I would be where I am today. I didn't know that I would love reading. I knew I loved books. I loved looking at them. And I would open them and see all those words. I didn't know what they mean. I didn't know where they could take you. I didn't know that they could make you dream. I didn't know that they could make you live in far places and take so many vacations that you would be tired of traveling. And still in your living room, I didn't know the power of words. I didn't know the confidence it gives you. I didn't know that you could fit right in. I didn't know that you could be somebody.